First parak of Mishneh Zayin in Ksuvis. Hamad Zifta Melahen Eslog. He made a net that she should not have hanah from him. Gemara says we're not talking about not to have tashmish, because you can't say that you cannot be nana from my tashmish, because he's meshubed to her, so it's not under his control to stop it. He's talking about that he's not going to give her mezainus. He's also meshubed to give her mezainus. He's only meshubed to give her mezainus in the case where she's giving him the proceeds of her work. But if he says that keep your money of your work for yourself, and I won't feed you, so then that's acceptable. So that's what happened over here. Basically, she's going to work and keep the money for herself, and he's not going to feed her. Question is, it says over here, Ad Shloshim Yom Yamed Panis, up to 30 days, you should find somebody to fanis her, take care of her needs. Ali's question is, if we're talking about a case that she's working and making enough profit to support herself, so what do you need to have someone to support her? She's self-supported. So the Gemara asks that. The Gemara answers that the Maisa says she has enough for basic needs, but she was used to having more than that by her father's home. So those extra luxuries, the husband is also supposed to take care of that. And that's the partners, is to have this person make sure she gets those extras. So the basic necessity she's going to provide herself, and the extras he's going to do through a partners. Now, I can't give it directly because they said it's also from Tamahana. Yeah. How do you do this partners? You can't also tell him, be my shliach, because that's what the equivalent to doing yourself. Just a general statement that whoever's going to take care of my wife, he won't lose out. And afterwards, he can pay the guy, but as long as it's not a lotion of a shliach, it's all right. Yes, and mekan yesu to eating ksuva, but if he makes this nether for more than that period of time, she can get divorced and give a ksuva. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Chodesh Echad Yikayim, Shnayim Yetzir Yitzing Ksuvit. If he's Yisrael, Chodesh Echad Yikayim. If it was the nether for 1 month, they could handle it. Of 2 months, they had to divorce her. But Kahanish, Shnayim Yikayim, or Kahanish, which if they get divorced, he won't be able to remarry her. So they gave a little bit longer period of time. That if it was only for 2 months, they still shouldn't get divorced. But Shloshi Yitzing Ksuvah, if he made it for 3 months, that's already too much, and he has to get divorced.